Joining us today is Louis Kurtzier, the CEO of Katoro Gold. Hi, Louis. Happy New Year to you. How are you doing?
Hi, Mark. I'm doing quite well. Thank you very much. We started off the new year with a bang, and we hope to be building on that going forward.
Yes, I can see that you've got your diamond drill program that's been mobilized for Hennetti. So if we can start, Louis, perhaps for any new investors who are perhaps unfamiliar with the story, or just reminding people what Hennetti is all about, could you give us a bit of an overview of the project?
Of course. As we've announced before, Hennetti is a joint venture between Katoro and Power Metals. We hold a 65% interest, and PLW holds a 35% interest. And we've been exploring this project for quite a while. As we know, it's a polymetallic system where we've identified potential for nickel. And we hope that it's in sulfide. That's what we want to do now. And also for the platinum group of metals, including copper, gold, and even possibly lithium within the rare earth section. Now, from the work that we've done in the past, we have seen some really good values. We've seen up to 13.6% nickel and 2.33 grams per ton combined platinum and palladium. And this is all situated in this area, which is an 80 kilometer long ultramafic belt that we've been exploring. Now, the previous work that we've done encompasses a whole array of exploration work that we've done over quite a period of time. This ended last year. The last work that we've done was a 2,000 meter RAB drill program, where we wanted to reconfirm all the findings of previous work that we've done. Those results we announced, they confirmed our previous work and gave us confidence to proceed with the diamond drilling program, which we are now mobilizing.
Okay. I seem to recall in the past that you have suggested that Hennetti could have the potential characteristics that could attract a major in the future. What has fostered this belief?
Well, it is from the exploration results that we've seen, the typical indicators that we see at the moment. And obviously, I have to qualify and make it clear that we will have to confirm this by means of the work that we're doing now and hopefully subsequent work. But all the indications that we've seen up to now seems to indicate that we are probably looking at a deposit here, or a potential deposit that confirms or that complies with similar big deposits that we've seen in the world. It shows that same characteristics. It has all the indicators that this could potentially be a significant deposit and most likely a sulfide.
Okay. Now, can you tell us a bit about this 1,000-meter drill program then, how it's been planned and what's its objective?
Well, the objective is to do the first proper deep hole exploration of these target areas at Mianza and at Mwaka Hill. We are looking to get into the proper fresh rock with what we're doing now, and we're specifically looking now for the sulfides, and to see whether we are accurate in terms of our previous assumptions and our previous findings. So we are looking to get into the fresh rock, understand the lithology better, understand the geology better, and also identifying sulfides in the process. We will see. We're doing a limited program at this point in time. Positive results of that will obviously then put us in a position where we can have a far more in-depth and comprehensive approach in our exploration efforts on the project.
Okay, so you've got two targets that you mentioned before, the Mwaka target and the Mihanza target. So at Mwaka, then you're testing. It's you said two discrete high priority conductors. So are these anomalies that are showing up that you really want to get down there with drills and see if you can find any sulfides?
That's great. That's exactly what we're trying to do. I mean, as I've said before, we've done a lot of work leading up to where we are now. We have, through the work that we've done up to now, been able to identify and to define these particular targets as the most prospective based on the work done to date. And we're now going to properly test these targets with diamond drilling.
Okay. And at Mihanza, then, you've got a large plug-shaped magnetic anomaly. So again, something that's looking quite interesting, is it?
Exactly right. I mean, what we've tried to do up to now is to make sure that we try and identify the areas that really stands out, that really shows us proper anomalies and that are showing anomalies that we can actually accurately identify and accurately define so that we can probe them, if I can put it that way, with proper and well-targeted diamond drilling.
Okay. Now, it's always an exciting time for an explorer to put the drills in the ground and to test what looks like interesting targets, as you've suggested there. How are you feeling, Louis, as an explorer, that the drilling is finally getting underway at Hennetti?
Well, we're very excited about it. I mean, as I've said in previous interviews, we've been trying to get to the point where we can really start doing proper a proper drill program, a diamond drill program on this. And we try to be as careful as we possibly can to identify the right targets. We have been, and this is actually the point that I want to make, we've been sidetracked quite a few times in the past with various external impacts on the project, which has caused us not to proceed on the basis that we want to. We're now there where we can actually do what we've been hoping to do, and then what we've been working to get some diamond drills in the ground and understand exactly what we're working with. So obviously we are very excited. This is a very, very significant step forward in this program. And dare I say, if the results out of this program are positive, if they are giving us what we hope to get, it will change the entire complexion of this exploration program. It will put it in a completely different environment, and it will give us the opportunity to really aggressively proceed with exploration on it.
Okay. And how long is the drilling planned for then, Louis? When can perhaps we be expecting to be catching up and talking about the completion of the program?
Well, if all goes according to plan at the moment, we hope to see drilling completed by end of January, if not earlier, hoping to see first results in mid-February.
Okay. Well, Louis Kurtzier, the CEO of Katoro Gold, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Mark. Very pleasure to speak to you again.